I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission this August 5th, 2013 to order. And if you will all bow your heads, we'll offer an opening prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day, and we give praise unto your holy name. We ask, Lord, that you direct us this day, that you give us wisdom, that the decisions we make, Father, might be within your will and the best interest of the citizens of this county. We ask this in the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus. Amen. Commissioner Strahan, will you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are there any commission remarks to begin the meeting? Scheduled under previous meeting minutes, it has been discovered that a portion of minutes from December 13, 2011 were not incorporated to that day's official record. And I'd like to make mention of this mention and incorporated the omitted minutes into today's minutes. This regarded the Independent Insurance and Benefit Services bid number 201110-155. And it was a discussion from the 10-member committee that made a recommendation to this county commission regarding insurance services. The long and short of it is that there were two plans that were discussed by the committee. There was a plan that was presented to the county commission. Purchasing director explained the reasons why the bid was, or the company was selected by that committee. Commissioner Strahan made a motion to approve the recommendation of the committee and award the bid to Employ Benefit Design LLC. Commissioner Straffa seconded the motion for discussion. Discussion ensued. The motion carried by a vote of three. Houseman yea, Straffa yea, and Strahan yea. This is just an oversight. And we did not get it incorporated into the formal minutes. As the audit was going through the course of the work that they do, they found that it was in, not in the written section of minutes, it was in the audio section. So we've gone back, and by motion today, we'll incorporate that. We cannot go back and change previous minutes. They'll stand as they are. But we can, in fact, insert this in today's minutes, showing what we had omitted from previous minutes. And I would entertain a motion to do that very thing.
Motion to approve the minutes on that date, Ron. I didn't catch the date.
It was December
13, 2011. 2011.
Second. Motion's been made and seconded to include an omitted part of the minutes from December 13th of 2011 into today's minutes. And let those minutes reflect the motion that was made back then. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Unless I have a copy of that transcript that I'll give you for insertion into today's, actually I'll just pass that down. Accounts payable.
Move to approve check numbers 336300 through 336362. Warrants 5816. No transfers.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve checks number 336300 through 336362 and warrant number 5816. It's noted that there were no transfers. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed say nay. Motion carries.
Before that.
Next agendized item is a county ordinance number 2009-10-08-2, which was ordinance regulating the hours for certain construction-related activities. This was approved by the prior county commission on the 8th day of October 2009. Dan, you wanted to address that?
This ordinance was an ordinance that, as Ron explained, regulating the hours that a person can work in Tainan County. I had voted against this ordinance when it was implemented, and since then we've found it to be totally ridiculous for people not to be able to work on certain days during the storm events, especially brought this thing forward, and so I'm going to make a motion to rescind this ordinance.
2009-10-08-2.
Is there a second?
What is the, do you know what the exact ordinance is? Thank you. This is the one that, what was it, like, you can't work on Sundays.
Can't work
you
on...
You can't work after 7 o'clock at night. And wasn't it, after talking to some other previous commissioners, when was that done, 2009?
It was done in 2009.
Didn't they have second thoughts on it anyways?
Well, I've heard that since I've been there.
That's what
for,
I mean, since
for
I...
the record, neither Brandon nor I were commissioners at the time of this ordinance being approved. But I've had a fair number of calls myself regarding...
The same. I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded to rescind ordinance number 2009-10-08-2. Discussion. All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Computer software agreement. Mark, could you join us? And Sheila, James, Donna. What we have in front of us, the Taney County, is an agreement. Mark, you may, or one of you may want to address this. It's an agreement with a company, if I'm not mistaken, to patch. Maybe you could better explain it technically.
Well, the way I understand it is the collector's office does seem to always have an annual contract with Jim Travis, the programmer that built the software that the collector's office is running on right now. So this agreement basically is the annual renewal for him to support the collector's package for another year. In doing so, also he's going to be working with us to develop what we've been calling the bridge across the assessor's office, the clerk's office, and the collector's office, because the assessor's office is using the new IntrinsiCorp program on the personal property side of his office. So, yeah, Jim Travis will be instrumental and needs this agreement signed so he can move forward with helping us develop this bridge to connect the two programs together as well.
And in so doing, we're not using IntrinsiCorp's extension collection
right now, no, we're not using IntrinsiCorp's.
And I'm not here to debate that or argue about it. I just wanted to clearly state it for the record. So any of you that want to say something, if you want us to sign this agreement, say so, and this county commission is going to vote on doing that very thing.
Yes. Would you please sign this agreement so we can move forward?
Thank you.
In checking with every other county I was giving, there is not another county that has a bridge or an extension from Intrinsicor to the collector's office. So this would be, there's one software company that's working on one, but so this would be a new area that has not been done before.
Are you wanting us to sign this agreement?
Yeah, I want the agreement for the programmer. This agreement was originally written so the programmer can service the, continue to service the collector and the clerk and the software that they have had since 2000.
I appreciate that. Do you want us to sign this agreement?
Yes, I want you to sign this agreement.
James?
Sign the agreement. I certified the books in Intrinsicorp, and let's see the extension work.
We meet with, and I appreciate that, from each one of you. We just wanted to make sure that we're moving forward in the right direction, that we're together on it, collaborating together. Today, attorneys will sit down with us, and we have this scheduled, and it's my understanding that unless there's some surprise that I'm not aware of, we'll be doing that this afternoon. We want to make sure that we're all on board and that we're going to be doing what you're asking us to do regarding this issue. That's all that we we have. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Okay. Excellent. City of Forsyth funding agreements and requests for funds. Would you like to join us?
Yes.
Good afternoon.
I believe what you have before you is the final step in City of Forsyth's upgrade to their treatment system. And it's just, I guess, what you have to sign is the agreement to use our sales tax funds for our part of it. And the other agreement is for the sewer district to use their funds to help fund this. So I'm basically here to answer any questions you may have on the project itself or...
Chris, I was at the meeting where we talked about the Equalization Basin project.
Yes.
And that I missed the last sewer board meeting, so I apologize.
Okay.
And it was approved, if I'm not mistaken, at that meeting that the sewer board would support that equalization.
Yes.
The cost of the equalization project.
Yes, I believe that. And that probably have the figures in front of you is 400 and some thousand be the city's part and 300 and some thousand be the sewer district's part in that agreement. Total of 750,000, I believe.
Right. Well, we say the city's part. This is all county sales tax.
It's all county sales tax, but it comes out of our actual
funds. But this is for the equalization basin, not for any of the other...
No. We decided, everybody decided not to go and try to guess what the DNR is going to want you to do in the future. I never did disagree with that because I don't think it's going to be any cheaper in the future when they do decide to implement different testing procedures and things of that nature. But right now we decided to go with the problems at hand, which is the amount of sewer coming in from the Y Highway project. And it will basically equalize that out and let the treatment plant treat it at a slower pace.
Good morning. Want to join us?
I suppose I will. Chris, you can explain to him what.
Yeah, I think unless you've got anything else to add.
Well, there's two agreements there with you, I believe. One from the sewer district and one from City of Forsyth. Do you have both of those there? That would be separate.
I I have two copies of the same thing, it looks like. And it speaks to the combination of the two.
Let me see if the last copy of that.
Here you go.
Yeah.
Well, I'll let you tell me.
Linda, did we get you a copy of the mayor's signature on our part?
Yes.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
Let me understand this a little better than...
Can I get either you or Eddie to brief the county commission on what the equalization basin project is, what occurred, and why that the sewer district has agreed that they would step up, if you will, and make a recommendation to the county commission to expend these funds on that basin?
Okay. Do you want to take that? You want me to?
I'll give it a shot, and you can correct me.
Okay.
When the highway project, Ozark Beach, came online, it was discovered that when that last station kicks on to push the collections from OB4 up into their treatment plant, at times it can overwhelm their station where the sewage comes in. So they're requesting is a equalization be built to handle that at peak flow when it shoots into the station instead of overwhelming the rest of the station, potentially causing a bypass.
Can I interrupt you for just a second? It's been brought to my attention. I failed to get your names for the record. If you just so people will know who's speaking, if you'll.
I'm Eddie Coxey with the Taney County Regional Sewer District.
Chris Robertson with the City of Forsyth.
Thanks, gentlemen. I'm sorry.
In the presentations that have been made by the City of Forsyth to the Sewer Board, it was determined that that is a problem that was created by the Ozark Beach collection system, and therefore that the Regional Sewer District probably should stand behind the creation of that basement, or the basin, excuse me. So the Regional Sewer District is asking to access sewer sales tax money for the purpose of building the equalization basin at the Forsyth treatment plant. So far, so good?
So far, so good, and it's also going to help in the future treatment of any other projects that come on board down the road. It basically takes all of the flow and slows it down to a level that the treatment plant can treat it effectively. And then there's also part of this project is the redundant headworks project, which is actually building another entrance to the treatment system. So if you're working on one, you have the redundancy to take the other one offline and not stop an interruption of flow. So I think it's a good project for the city as well as the county for future treatment.
So the sewer district's request is for the funds to build the complete equalization basin and 25% of the headworks to make that plant able to function properly without the issues of bypasses or mechanical breakdowns.
Help me a little bit more with the headworks.
I don't run the plant, but let me let you.
Headworks is where the main trunk line, there's two trunk lines, line A and B, that come into the treatment plant. It has an auger fine screen that takes out all the trash, and it does that on low flows. It kicks on, it's float activated. The rags and different debris that come in the sewer, when it builds up on the screen enough, it raises a float and it activates this. So it will auger it, dewater it, and put it into a trash receptacle. When peak flows come, a lot of times it'll push it up over the corners of that. It's not a bypass, it's contained, but it bypasses the auger separator. So then some of the trash gets into the treatment plant, which some of it settles out, some of it's picked up by grinder pumps, but some of it, may actually end up into the waste tank and into the farmers' fields as we're spreading, at least until the biosolids project comes on. So it's another positive attribute for having having the incubation to slow it down, but also have the extra headworks.
Most treatment plants have a dual system, so that if one's having to be repaired, the other trough opens up or anything, or in high water type situations or peak flows, it also can open up so that he doesn't run into the issue with this debris getting down into the rest of his plant, clogging up pumps, trying to recirculate and doing all kinds of things like that. So, unfortunately, I guess when this Forsyth plant was built, it was only built with one, not necessarily not a slam by any means, looking at future growth over a certain amount, and then when these other systems came online.
It was actually designed, it had one headworks, but it had an emergency bypass that went to another clarifier in case there was a high flow event. But DNR and their great knowledge came back and told us after that was approved 10 years later that it was illegal to have that. And now we couldn't use it as outfall number two. It was no longer legal to go there because it bypassed the treatment in the oxidation ditch, went straight to a clarifier. But when it was built and designed in 92, it was approved. So they came back when we upgraded and said it was no longer. So that was our redundancy at the time as far as meeting peak flows. And now that it's illegal, there's really nothing else to do but put in another headworks to save us from having a bypass in case of inflow and infiltration and peak flows when the future pumps are kicking on. That's just a huge basin that basically slows it down, and it will only go through the plant at a certain rate.
Could we say that now that it's no longer an approved method?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
the bypass.
Rather than illegal.
Yeah, illegal is a strong term. But unless you did it, then it would be illegal in their eyes.
Danny, Brandon, you have some questions?
I do.
Go ahead, sir.
It's been made mention in your conversation here that this was caused by the Y Highway project and any future projects. We have, just my understanding, that the capacity for those areas have been bought by Taney County. Is this a cost that is more and above the reduction of the capacity already bought? The capacity bought, was it bought for future improvements? These are all questions. I'm just going through scenarios because the way that I understand it, there is some question about the capacity that was bought.
It was bought and labeled, which you have to do. The engineers have to do a calculation on what your future usage is going to be, your growth rate in 20 years when they've done the Y Highway study. So they said, okay, we're going to need X amount for a 20-year buildup for the Y Highway allocated for that particular project. And the question was, when the county wanted to do another project, when we're not using our current 100% of our current flow, why should we buy more in the future? That was the question that came to us. Since then, you know, since it was labeled for the Y Highway project only, we didn't know whether or not we could let you bring on another project and not buy more capacity. But the city, and I've talked to the current mayor and aldermen, and we are willing to let you use the current capacity that you have bought and not have to purchase any more for future projects such as the North Powerside project. But it will have to be approved by the DNR, and they're the ones that call the Y Highway project or Ozark Beach has X amount, you know, 195,000 gallons a day. So as long as they sign off on it, and I've talked to them, and they said basically that was just labeled for that project, but, you know, as long as we prove to them that you're only using X amount, you won't have to buy any future capacity until it reaches that 195,000, then you would have to, if that ever goes over that, then you'd have to come back to the city and purchase more.
Okay, let me understand this a little bit better. The $195,000 is what we bought, or mm-hmm. that's what we're using?
That's what you bought. You're currently okay. only using about $35,000 to $40,000
a day. All right.
Now, that was based on the engineer's calculations and what the 20-year build-up out would be for that particular project. And, of course, that was done just right around the time the recession hit. And I think there were some projects that were scheduled to, you know, to happen down there that didn't. So, you know, I'm not blaming any one person or any one entity. That's just what you're using and that's what you own. So in lay people's eyes that doesn't understand the whole process, of course they're going to ask the question, why do we need more capacity when we're not using what we got now? And the administration, I just know that the administration that we've got now is in full support of not having to sell the county any more capacity that they don't need.
The plant has the capacity to treat that. It's just a matter of how it comes in right now, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
it comes in big rates. Slugs all at one time.
We had two engineers discussing, our engineer and the county's engineer, at what rate they could handle it. And I'm not blaming one engineer or the other engineer. It just won't handle it. The plant won't handle it. I don't know. There were some discussions about they could ramp the pump down to so many gallons per minute until it was needed otherwise, and it wasn't able to be ramped down. I believe there was some discussion of 750 gallons a minute, and now the best they can get is 1,150 gallons a minute. So not placing any blame on any one person. I just know the guys down at the plant, and if you want to stand down there by that manhole when it comes in, I welcome everybody down here to do that. Just wear your raincoat.
My only concern in this was, I think that you've answered the question with the new administration being willing to take into account the capacity bought. Mm-hmm. I don't think that Tana County should have to buy more capacity if they have certain capacity that has been already purchased. It's a dual charging as far as I'm concerned. My only question was the consideration of the amount that was purchased upon the amount that's being used, and the difference being if it was added into this project, a reduction of that cost, or if it's for future use.
For future.
It's for future.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, you've got that sitting there, which it was the view of some former administration that was allocated for that project, and by golly, they'll have to buy more. And at that time, we didn't know, you know, since the DNR did approve that for this particular project, we didn't know whether or not you would have to or if it was really up to us. And since then, we found out it's really up to us.
Chris, you know that this is a cooperative effort.
Yes.
With the county, the cities, the sales tax dollars are used to benefit all. This question that I asked about the inflow and the amount purchased is one that needed to be addressed. And at this point, where you're asking for more funds, mm-hmm. was the time to ask the question.
Yeah.
And so if you have that in written documentation, or I would like for it to be, I will go ahead and be in approval of your request.
Okay.
But unless there's written documentation, or I can get that from the city on, because I don't want double payment, then I would probably vote against it, unless there was some adjustment made. But I would vote for it if this is an agreement with the city that the amount already bought by the county can be used and not be double charged. That's the reason it's brought up at this time.
Okay, I understand.
I've known about it for some time.
So,
right.
So you're wanting a statement, whatever, from his board stating that the total capacity that's owned by the sewer district can be allocated to more than one project.
Yes.
Okay.
I think that can be done. Obviously, I can't speak for the board here today, but I can recommend it. I know that I've talked to each one of them individually on the matter, and I think I know how each one of them feel about it.
And as I said, it's a cooperative effort, and right. In my motion, I'm gonna add that to that, that the documentation be supplied.
So this will be approved pending
documentation.
Documentation. Mm-hmm. Okay. I will have to get with, of course, our legal counsel and see how it needs to be written up.
Well, I for one, am delighted to hear about the thinking of the new administration. I know that that expense was somewhere around $950,000, and we were using less than 25% of that capacity.
Right.
And I agree, the verbiage that was in that original agreement certainly appeared that it would be this project only.
Yes.
The Ozark Beach project. So I'm really delighted that thinking is in place. On what's before us now, is this also an estimate of what the cost will be? Could it come in somewhat less than this? Could it be more than this?
These are hard figures.
Okay. We also have this schedule because it is a contract with our attorneys today. It's not the only one. We have multiple contracts I'll be looking at today, but we'll be discussing it. But I agree with what Dan had said. I favor us moving forward, and I certainly did when I sat with the sewer board. I think it's the right thing for the sewer district to have done. Sewer district, by the way, has already voted on this, gentlemen. They've already signed it, so it's come to us, and now it's in our court. And we're scheduled this afternoon for about 3 or 4 hours with counsel on different cases and contracts. And we'll, unless y'all want to do something different, we'll bring it up at that time.
No, that's fine.
Do you guys have any more questions for Chris or for Eddie?
You'll hold another meeting, I'm guessing, to...
We can approve this. Or we can do it in exec today.
Okay, and just so we're notified one way or the other, we appreciate
it. We'll do that immediately.
So. What kind of timeline do I need to have you, I guess it'd be a letter from our board stating that, is that you're going to need that before you sign this agreement? Or is this going to be on?
Let me think about that between now and the executive session. But as far as I'm concerned, if you have spoken and you're confident, I can. You know my concerns.
Yes.
You can relay those on to your board members, and I'll feel comfortable in whatever needs to be done. If this is a time-sensitive deal, well, I will go ahead and approve it. But I'm
very confident. I've talked to nearly all the board members and the mayor about this particular
issue,
and several citizens. Yeah. I, like you, Danny, have been approached
by
citizens.
And, I've been called a lot,
and
so.
want to know why. excuse me, basically, I didn't come up with the figures, city didn't come up with the figure on what was needed. I'm not blaming any one person, any engineer, by any means. There's calculations that they do every day on projects like this. Why it came in at that, I couldn't tell you, but I'm like you, I see a lot of money spent right there that's not being used, and it's not doing us any good either. I can't charge you to treat it if it's not coming in. So it's like a Corvette sitting in the garage to us. So by all means, we want you to be able to use it.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
Third Monday in every month. So it'll be, I believe, the 19th of August. I don't know. I think I can probably get it on the agenda.
Is this a time-sensitive issue as far as a contract?
If you talk to the engineers, probably so.
I'm hopeful we'll reach some conclusion today.
Okay. Well,
but he probably won't be able to get you the hard documentation until the 19th.
Until the 19th, unless they hold a special meeting for something else, and I can get it on that. But like I said, I can't speak to them. But I can get with each one of them individually and get their... output on it, and know how the
if you visit with the new mayor and he's on board, well, that'll be good enough for me.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
He and I are supposed to sit down the next couple of days also and discuss a number of, okay, of issues. Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome.
Both of you gentlemen.
Thank you.
Transfer station update. You all could join us. Mr. Steeritt?
Yes.
I know that you and I had spoken the other day about some different issues, and we agreed that it would be prudent if you would come before the county commission and give us an update as a body regarding transfer station.
I've got some information, and Randy's got some information.
Okay.
On July 16th, I delivered the draft of the manual and the site overview, if you guys want to look it over. They're reviewing it now. He didn't think it'd take too long. They're busy with landfills, so this will get pushed back. And
did you introduce yourself?
Nope, I did not. You did.
I'm sorry.
I'm Scott Sterrett, planning and zoning.
And when you say they are reviewing it, you mean the DNR?
Yes, the DNR, I'm sorry. Yep. And also, I gave you a copy of a letter that I presented to the DNR for an extension. And the person I'm meeting with up there said he has it written for an extension. He's just waiting for the approval. So, also, I'll hand this out to you. David and Ron Erickson and I have looked at the fees and different things that you ask us to. And I just follow up at 6 months. It shows that our expenses are way down. We're only at 22% of the projected expenses. So it's proven to be a good deal that we're going to Black Oak, because that's keeping our expenses way down. Because that's 6 months of the year, and we're only at 22%. So I expect those expenses to stay very low and come in way lower than what was projected. Don't know if you got any questions on that, or if Dave's got any thought. Also, HDR submitted two invoices. Is that right, Travis? I think one was $14,460, and the last one, which was last week, was $1,120. So they will have submitted a total of $15,580. That contract was for $18,500. So we got about $2,920 left in that original contract. If the DNR doesn't come back with a whole lot of changes, then we would have that amount of contract that we could amend. The only thing that we really haven't explored that I asked about the last time was kind of a new building and a new site plan that HDR would come up with to look over. And I didn't know if you wanted to use some of that existing contract to look at that or not. So that's just something I was going to present to you. I haven't even talked to Dave about that yet. I don't know if Travis has got any thoughts on the what it would take. And
let me ask you a couple of questions to start with. First, our deadline has passed.
Right.
We've asked for an extension. That's what the letter is here that you had forwarded to DNR.
Correct.
And in your discussions with them verbally, we're under the understanding that we're going to be granted the extension. Correct?
Yes. And that's for placing doors on the existing building.
But we also, and maybe that's why you're here and maybe it's not, we're talking about some options potentially. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes,
no?
And our floor is deteriorated, which you read in that letter, and Randy had some cord drills done.
We do have a report here. We had Palmer and Parrish do a couple of core drills on it just to make sure there wasn't anything failing with the ground underneath. And in the report, I'll give you a copy of this. They basically didn't find anything unusual, just basically replaced the damaged area of the existing concrete floor. Is basically what the, I read in there.
I sent you some pictures, I think. Did you look at them?
Yeah.
Yes.
This information was in the email also, wasn't it? The pictures in the email.
Yeah, the pictures were a while back, but I think he just got this that Ron has.
I'm talking about this.
Yeah, and I gave you that last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it in my office, in my mailing deal, or was it over email? I can't remember.
No, the pictures were email, but I left that physically in your office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd went over it before, so. Mm-hmm.
But this, the project grows in scope as we find that, because we weren't looking at replacing floor before, right?
Not if we're going to do a new building. I mean, we weren't going to.
If we're going to do a new building, then it's not going to be where the current building is at, correct?
Correct. We'd have to keep the existing building in operation, possibly we'd build a new one.
Am I premature in asking if it's better if we have a different site location for R&B or?
Well, that it would be easier to move Road and Bridge than it would be to move transfer station.
Transfer station, we've got to go through an incredible approval procedure to get that.
It would be very time consuming. The problem is there's not enough room with both there right now, not on the site, to really operate both efficiently. I mean, we discussed options of possibly if we could build a new building on that site, still keep the old one in enough shape to be able to use it if we could get an extension, then we could build a building that's more efficient, do away with the old building once we got this, or use it for other, possibly other uses. I don't know what that would be at the time. Mm-hmm. But
if we take the leap to build a new building, then we're probably not going to continue making repairs to this building.
That's basically why I was coming forward
right,
today.
Right. I mean, we've got some repairs we've got to kind of do right now with the metal part where they push the trash into the trailer currently. We've got to do some maintenance work on that. I mean, we've got to keep things kind of working. But the expense of replacing quite a bit of this floor, that would be pretty expensive.
Then if there was consideration of a new building, we could let the DNR know that. We wouldn't be required to put doors on this building if we were looking at a new building. We'd just be going through the process of getting approval for that new building. They'd leave this one as is until we finish using it for the transfer.
Would the, I know this is something that's been hashed over, talked about. The function of the transfer station with less road and bridge activity. I'm not going to say eliminate road and bridge from out there, but do away with part of it to where trucks and trailers and access for the citizens could be from maybe the other end or the back or where we wouldn't have traffic flow that would interfere with road and bridge. Is that a possibility, and use total modification of the old existing building, like addition to, would that be something to be feasible?
Where would you come in on the back with that?
I'm talking about
gully that.
I'm talking about like over to the side or to the back where you back in, where they back the trucks in now, to where you come in. You would actually swing trailers and stuff around the other side. I mean, I'm just, these are all just ideas of looking
right
at the
process, then that way you can keep your old building part open while the new addition would be built onto.
And that's kind of what I'm coming and asking if you want to. I mean, they design hundreds of transfer stations, so they could. They already have the site overview, and if I understand right, they could play with it, and we could look at some preliminary type designs, and then they could maybe come up with some cost estimates.
Well, permit-wise is what I'm concerned with about trying to change locations. I'm not.
Yeah, and that'd take 3 or 4 years, I
yes,
think.
Yes, and I think that would be harder to do if we had some way of looking at modification of the old facility.
Right.
Actually build a new facility that would be on the same
premises. That fit the needs better on the same premises, right.
Yeah, on the same premises.
And that's what I'm asking.
My thinking was if there's not space there, Danny, that we might move R&B if we had a different location and just leave the transfer station there. That would relieve a tremendous amount of activity, I would think, on that road, which is a pretty busy school route, isn't it, not directly to the school?
Right. Road and Bridge wouldn't have to deal with so much of the traffic. It basically, the public would be dealing with it. It'd just be our trash trucks leaving. And basically, I believe their last load that they run, they leave before school lets out, so it'd just be coming in.
And your trash haulers that's coming to the building, they'll know the bad times. They'll avoid those. They'll come early, middle of the day, late. So the traffic issue would work itself out.
Looking at the picture here on the west side, David or Randy, is there a lot of, what's the terrain like over there?
That's where the daycare center is, isn't it?
It looks like there's mounds of something.
That's dirt piles and stuff that we're currently going to be using up.
That's storage.
That's storage, kind of. Everything behind that last building you see there is a salt building. Everything behind that is just mainly storage for excess material.
That's on the northeast side?
Yes. Or northwest side.
The northwest side of the... Looks like there's Tin Horn and some trucks.
Now that... On the northeast side, that's where the... They recycle the appliances that come in. They have a bin for that. And then there's also storage for guardrail and culvert material down below the pole building where they put the trailers.
The road and bridge facility that's there as far as the shop and the where you meet David is basically just a pole building, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So the cost of even moving that to allow for more access to the transfer station is minimal, it being a pole building. So that's something that I'd like to look at, maybe even look at the purchase of some more property for road and bridge in a different location versus trying to do the transfer station in a different location because of the permitting and everything that's involved there. So we've got a lot to talk about, I guess, and visit with, kind of hash out some things and see what would be best. I know that we have to consider the Branson schools and their building projects in that area. Are more and more traffic there, and our road and bridge crews going in and out of that road is definitely something that has to be looked at.
How often is road and bridge actually driving in and out? I mean, is it something they're constantly in and out, or they leave for the day and come back at night?
Morning and back in the evening.
My assumption is the traffic issues is with the transfer station, not with road and bridge. Is that
right?
It's dealing more with the public. Traffic backs up onto the roadway, then you've got problems with the existing school traffic.
And it backs up backups
and stuff like that. So there is quite a bit of transfer station traffic that will... There's just not enough room to get them all in there on the lot at one time with
road with the grid. With the present way it's set up.
Right, with the present location and set up.
But having two way stations, I mean, you could help the flow by doing some changes in the way it's designed, and that'll help with the flow and help with traffic issues. Is that right, or is that wrong?
That's true. This is Travis Heyer with HDR, by the way. When we updated the original O&M manual, that facility actually was never originally not intended for the public at all. So, I mean, just the way it's set up, the public was never really considered, I guess. I mean, it's been adapted to where it works, but there's not... It could be rearranged to get all the traffic on in the facility and not backing up the road.
All set up, scale. Two sets of scales there would be a tremendous help.
That would help tremendously.
Yeah. Like I said, I appreciate the information that you brought to us. I think there's a lot of consideration for us to be different options for us to be considering.
I think we need to think about it and wait and see how we come back with the draft of the manual and but I want this laid out so you guys could be thinking on it.
Appreciate that. You've done a lot of work on this, too. I appreciate
that. That's fine.
Are you going to be available this Thursday?
Yes.
I'm wondering, and I know that I've talked to Scott, and Scott has visited a couple of sites and talked to a couple of property owners, of which I don't want to mention publicly.
Right.
But if we post that properly, then we can discuss it if the county commission is going to consider the possibility of property, that we might do that on Thursday if you all are interested. And I'm real interested in finding out since we had our last conversation.
Okay.
Have they come down in price any?
That's not who we've been talking
about. Okay, I'm just wondering. Yeah. I got some property for them if they want to offer it to us at $60,000 and $70,000 an acre for a hole.
Yeah, thanks.
Add that to our agenda. Yes.
Oh boy.
More commentary?
No, I'm done on that.
David?
No, sure.
Gentlemen?
Okay, thank you.
Scott, I'm appreciative of what you've done on this, and especially your contact with DNR. That's critically and has been critical to us for that to have occurred, and I want you to know that I appreciate your undertaking this on our behalf.
Yeah, no, thank you. Building a relationship with them, so.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yep.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Three-minute recess till 10 a.m. Would that be acceptable, gentlemen? I've got something here.
Yeah.
Let's stand in recess.